Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, people of God, praise the Lord on tonight. I love that song. Amen. I love it. I love it. I love it. Amen. Because listen, people of God, we are under an open heaven. Amen. We listen, in particular on this outreach ministry. Amen. We are really under an open heaven. Amen. We're not in a physical church, but people of God, we are gathered together. Amen. By spirit, glory to God, from across the globe, nation to nation, city to city, state to state, we are gathered, and truly we are under an open heaven. Amen. And we give God thanks, and we give God praise for that. We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. We bless him. Grateful to be back here again, glory to God, on this 14th day of 2022. Amen. I'm grateful. Amen. I don't know about you, people of God, but I just got a feeling that everything is all right. Amen. Not going to be all right. I just got a feeling that everything is all right. Amen. Glory to God. It's more than just a feeling. It's a promise. Glory be to God. And we give God thanks and we give God praise, thanking God for you, each and every one of you that have come out to be with us on the Prayer News Network Global. We thank God for you. We thank him for you for taking out the time to come and be with us, people of God. Truly, truly, truly we can say the Lord is in the midst of us. And we give God thanks again. We give God praise. We thank God for each of you for coming. And as you're coming in, people of God, we just want to ask you to go ahead and send out a text message to a couple of people. Amen. Listen, there is power in sending out those text messages. Amen. Listen, just send them out until they say, don't send me no more messages. Glory to God. Some will say that. Amen. We will get some no's along the way. Glory to God. But listen, send them. Even if you only send them to 5 people or 2 people or 3 people, listen, even 1 person, people of God, don't miss this opportunity to be a witness. Don't miss the opportunity to be a witness for the Lord, to bring someone here that they can hear the word of God, that they can be in the presence of the Lord. Amen. It's not a physical tract that anyone can read, but listen, nevertheless, it's the same. We're carrying forth a message. Amen. And people are coming to hear the word of God. They're coming. The Spirit of the Lord might move upon them, that he might move for them. Glory be to God, and that they might move with him. Amen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise for each and every one of you. God bless you on today is our prayer. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, each and every one of you, those that are far, those that are near, those that are in other countries. We just want to take time out to say thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much for taking the time out to listen to the Prayer News Network Global. We thank God for you. We thank the Lord for you for taking the time out to come and be with us. Amen. Because truly over here, the table is spread, and we can say that the feast of the Lord is going on. Oh, it's going on. It's going on. It's going down right here on the PNN. And we thank God, amen, tonight. We thank God, amen, that tonight, glory be to God, every round, amen, goes higher and higher. Amen. God, he's just doing his thing. He has the liberty. We give him the right of way. Amen. Glory to God, that the will of the Lord might be done right here on this line, right here within his people. Amen. So we thank the Lord. Amen. We thank the Lord tonight. We thank him. We thank him. We thank him again. We thank God for each and every one of you. We bless the Lord for you. Listen, people of God, we want to let you know that you can get a copy of the broadcast afterwards. It's absolutely free. We encourage you to get a copy. We encourage you to get a copy and send it. We want you to send it. Amen. Glory to God. We want you to send it and let it travel. Amen. Let this word, glory to God, make a thread, make a mark in the earth. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, making tracks in the earth. Glory to God, that we ourselves may never walk. Amen. But by the sending of the word. Amen. And we know what the sending of the word does. Glory to God. Amen. He heals and he delivers. Glory to God. All by his word. Amen. So we are sending the word. When we get this broadcast, we get these broadcasts and we sending them out. Amen. We are nothing more than but sending the word of God. And we already know that the word is living. The word is life. Amen. Glory be to God. And we just thank God on tonight for what he is doing by his word. People of God, we may never know to the measure and magnitude of this word. Amen. The ears that it fall upon, the lives that it changed, glory be to God, how it steps in the midst of situations and circumstances, and how it changes hearts of men, how it changes, glory be to God, environment, glory to God, just by the word spoken, amen, in due season, at the right time, amen, glory be to God, we may never know. Amen, Jesus. But listen, people of God, let's send it and let the word do the work. Let God, let him do what he does best. Amen. Glory be to God in the lives of his people. So again, we'll give you a copy of the broadcast, the numbers that you can certainly text to, and you can get your copies. Glory to God. amen, you can get your copies. Amen. Glory to God. So, again, go ahead and send out a text message to a couple of people. Let them know that we're here. If you have a social media page, go ahead and tell them, listen, come and join me on the PNN. Just say, come and join me on the PNN tonight. And then put the number on there, 339-209-91. Come and join me tonight. Come and join me on PNN, 339-209-6891. Amen. Listen, we already know we got some good stuff going on over here. Amen. But listen, when you got something good, you want to tell the world. You want to tell somebody, glory to God, about the goodness of the Lord. Amen. So that they can come and that they can be blessed too. Amen. So would you do that? Amen. Would you do that? Just go ahead and send out that text message. Go ahead and send out, amen, that message on social media. Amen. Just invite people to come. All you can do is put the invitation out. Amen. And let the word do the drawing. Amen. Because once they see it, amen, the Spirit of the Lord will speak to them. Amen. And draw them if it's intended for them to come. Amen. But if we don't invite them, people of God, amen, many will never know. Amen. So we thank God on tonight for his divine intervention. Glory to God, by you sending out that word, glory to God, inviting them to come. We believe, amen, that this word transforms lives. Amen. We believe that this word, glory to God, saves and set free and delivers. Glory to God. How do we know that? Amen, because he did it for us. Amen. And he is no respecter of persons. If he did it then, he's yet doing it now. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord. We thank the Lord on tonight. Thank God for you, people of God. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in as you're coming in. Turn around now and invite someone else to come in and be with you. Amen. We want you to go ahead and get your pencil and paper on tonight. Glory to God. Get that pencil, get that paper, get ready on tonight. We always encourage you, amen, to take notes because the Lord is speaking and saying so much, and we don't want you to miss it. We want you to be able to go back, amen, and look at your notes. Go back, look at your scriptures, amen, and just let it settle. Let it settle in your spirit, amen. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I just believe tonight, amen, the Lord has a word, amen. What's your expectancy? Are you expecting a word from the Lord on tonight? Are you expecting the Lord to speak to you tonight? Are you expecting a touch from the Lord on tonight? Glory to God. If you are, glory to God, we want to tell you that you're in the right place at the right time. Amen. Glory to God. Raise that expectancy level. Amen. Glory to God. Raise that faith level. Amen. Reach out and touch the Lord. Glory to God. Reach out and touch him, people of God, and I declare he will touch you back. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God tonight again for you. Amen. Send out those text messages. Invite someone to come in. Glory to God. Those that are listening by radio, amen, still pick up the phone, call somebody, tell them, amen, wherever you are, amen, whichever country you're in, go ahead and tell your neighbor, amen, tell your friend, tell somebody, amen, that the PNN is on, amen. Glory to God, amen. We want your listening ear. We want your undivided attention because we want you to hear what thus saith the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. For he is our God. Amen. He is Lord. And besides him, there is none other. We thank the Lord on tonight. Amen. For he is the author and finisher of our faith. We thank him on tonight. Glory to God for this work, this line. Amen. He is the author. Amen. And we give him thanks. We thank God on tonight, amen, because it's not our vision, glory be to God, people of God, but he rested it upon our hearts, and here we are, amen, certainly trying to execute, amen, and carry out this work, amen, to, amen, his expectation in the spirit of excellence, amen, glory be to God, amen, somebody, amen, ordered steps, ordered by the Lord. So we're thanking him on tonight. Amen. I want to thank God for my leaders. Amen. The late apostle, Dr. S.D. James. Thanking the Lord on tonight for our senior apostle. Glory be to God. Glory to God, Dr. Samuel Huggins James. Thanking the Lord on tonight. Amen. For our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. My pastor, Apostle Taylor. Amen. I want to thank God for our founding mother. Amen. On tonight, Mother Carrie James, and thanking God for the first and elect ladies. Amen. That stand by the side of these leaders. Amen. Glory to God. We just give God thanks tonight for all of our advisors. Amen. Each and every one of them. Thanking God. Thanking the Lord. Thanking the Lord for each and every one of them. Precious people of God. Precious, precious people of God that he has called to this work to help this work to continue to go forth. Amen. Glory to God. Whereas we thought it would be 21 days, people of God, we are now almost 2 years complete in this work. Amen. Every night, amen, before the Lord, amen. Just giving him thanks, giving him praise, amen. Glory to God. This work going forth into the heart, into the spirit of men, amen, and doing, and the Lord doing the work in the lives of his people. Amen. He's growing us up. He's pushing us out. He's pushing us forth. Amen. Glory be to God. And guess what, people of God? It's all about his business. It's for his kingdom. It's for kingdom's sake. Amen. Glory to God. We can't stay. Listen, when we started coming to this line, I don't care when you started coming to this line, people of God, listen, you cannot be in the same place that you were when you first started. Amen. Impossible. Glory to God. This word has been coming. This word has been falling on good ground, we believe, God, by faith. Amen. And we know it has been challenging you, challenging your faith, challenging, glory to God, amen, so many, amen, of us, what we believe, amen. But when the spirit of truth comes, and when the spirit of truth stands in the midst, and he begins to unveil, and he begins to open, and he begins to enlighten us to show us who we really are, amen. Change is inevitable. Amen. Glory to God. Can somebody say amen on that? Glory to God. So we give God thanks. We praise him for you, people of God, each and every one of you. We thank God for you. We thank God for your time, your attention. Amen. We thank God for the dynamic speakers that have been coming to this work. Amen. I'm telling you, night after night. Amen. We thank the Lord because truly it's the Lord's doing. And it's so marvelous in our eyes. Amen. It's marvelous. People of God, we look at it, we marvel, and we wonder how. Glory be to God. But you know what, people of God? We know how. Amen. It's by his spirit. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord tonight. Again, we want to ask you to go ahead and get your pencil and paper. Amen. After you have sent out a couple of text messages, if you will, again, to let someone know that we're here. Amen, Jesus. People of God, it's not about the numbers. Amen. No, 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 no. It's about the reach. Amen. We're trying to reach that one. Amen. If we could just reach that one. Amen. Glory to God. Each night, we're trying to reach that one. And we don't know who that one is. Amen. Glory to God. So each one of us has to reach somebody. Amen. Because if when the Lord prepares a word, is for an intended people. Amen. He's reaching, glory to God, to bring us all in. Amen. Glory be to God. So people of God, tonight, we want you to prepare your hearts, prepare your minds on tonight, amen, for the word. Glory be to God. We want you to bring your hearts and your minds in. Amen. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in. I don't care what kind of day you've had. Amen, Jesus. Now it's time to exhale. Amen, in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, amen, Jesus, bring them in on tonight. Amen. Prepare your heart. Get seated. Get yourself prepared. Amen. Glory to God. Get into your quiet space. Glory to God that the Lord can speak to us. Amen. Glory to God. Now, people of God, we want to get ready and sanctify the line. Amen. Sanctify the line with a word of prayer. Amen. We're thanking God already. Listen, you should be thanking God already for the word. You should be thanking him already, glory to God, for what he's about to say. Amen to us, his people. Amen. Glory to God. So bring your hearts and your minds in. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Let's have a word of prayer.
The recording has started.
Tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The song says, reach out and touch the Lord as he is. goes by, you will find he's not too busy to hear your heart cry. He is passing by this moment. Your needs he will supply. All you gotta do is reach out and touch the Lord. As he goes by, yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's reach out on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's reach out and give him thanks. Let's reach out and give him praise. Let's glorify him on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and let's glorify him on tonight. Hallelujah. Glorify him for his goodness. Glorify him on tonight for his grace. Glorify him on tonight, people of God, for he's been good to us. Glory to God. And we just come to give him praise on tonight. Come on and praise him on tonight. Glory to God. Come on and open your mouth. Come on and open your mouth on tonight. Glory to God. And give God praise. Hallelujah. Give him the glory unto him. Give him, hallelujah, what's due unto him on tonight. Hey, glory to God, for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Glory to God. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We come, glory to God, we come blessing you. We come blessing you on tonight with the fruit of our lips. We come on tonight, glory to God, to tell you thank you. We come to tell you thank you for another day. Thank you for another hour. Thank you for another opportunity, oh God, that we can come into your presence yet again. Father, we thank you today. We thank you for another touch. We thank you for life and that more abundantly. We thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight, glory to God. We thank you, glory to God. We thank you on tonight, oh God, for you've been good to us. And we come to tell you thank you. We come to tell you thank you. Thank you for keeping us, oh God. Thank you for keeping our minds. Thank you for keeping our hearts. Thank you for keeping our families, oh God. We bless you on today. We bless you on today, oh God, in my precious name, Jesus. And we're asking you on today, oh God, that you will look upon us, your people. Look upon each and every one of us. Look upon us on tonight, in my precious name, Jesus. Father, look upon us tonight. Look upon this line. Look upon this people on tonight. In thy precious name, Jesus. Look upon us tonight, oh God. Oh God, every care, every concern on tonight, Father, look upon us, oh God. In thy precious name, Jesus. And we're asking that you have your way on tonight. Father, have your way on this line. Have your way, oh God, over the airways. Have your way in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight, oh God, to look upon us, oh God. We're asking that you will forgive sin on tonight. Forgive, glory to God. Forgive on tonight. Oh God, if we miss you in any way, Father, we ask that you forgive us now. We're asking that you're creating us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. In thy precious name, oh God. Father, we're asking that you would have your way on tonight. Have your way in this place. Have your way, glory to God. Father, sanctify on tonight. Father, sanctify us. Sanctify us by your word. Cleanse us by your word on tonight. In thy precious name, Jesus. Oh, Father, but we are the people. We are this generation, oh, God, that seek you. We're seeking you with our whole heart. We're seeking you with our whole mind. We're seeking you, oh, God, with all of our understanding. In thy precious name, Jesus. And, Father, we're asking you on tonight. We're asking you, glory to God, to do what you will in the midst of us. We're asking you on tonight, Father, that you will heal in the midst of us on tonight. We're asking, glory to God, that you will deliver on tonight. Father, deliver, oh God, in situations and circumstances. Father, deliver, oh God, how you the Mabusana. Oh God, deliver tonight. Father, touch minds on tonight. Transform minds on tonight, oh God, according to your will, according to your word. Oh God, cause there to be elevation. Oh God, cause us to come up here. Cause your people tonight to hear your voice, to hear the call. Yes, oh God, cause your people tonight. Oh God, oh God, cause your people tonight, oh God, to heed your voice in thy precious name, Jesus. And we come against every spirit that would hinder your people tonight, that would hinder your word on tonight, that would hinder, oh God, that would cause your people, oh Glamashiah, oh God, not to hear your voice on tonight. Father, we bring down every spirit, and we bring down every force on tonight, and we say, have your way. Move upon the hearts of your people. Move upon the spirit of your people on tonight. In thy precious name, oh, glory to God. Father, let us not leave this line the same. Let us not, glory to God, leave this line void. Father, but speak tonight. Father, speak. Speak on tonight. Speak by your word. Speak, oh, God, by your express image on tonight. In thy precious name. Oh, God, in thy precious name, Father, we say magnify yourself. Magnify yourself. Magnify yourself. Oh, God, magnify yourself. Oh, glory to God. Magnify, magnify in the minds of your people. Magnify. In thy precious name, oh God. And we pull down everything that's not like you. Every thought that's not like you. Every false voice. Father, we bring it down on tonight. Cause the spirit of truth to stand in the midst of us. Cause the spirit of truth to rest on tonight. Oh God, every false word. Oh God, every false word. Yeah, glory to God in that precious name, Jesus. Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight. Oh, God, for you're the great equalizer. We thank you on tonight. Father, we thank you. We bless you. Hallelujah. We bless you on tonight. Father, we thank you. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. Oh, God, because of your will to be exacted in our lives. We thank you tonight. Oh, God, for saving your people, for saving your people from their sins. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for deliverance tonight. We thank you for deliverance tonight. Hey, God, we thank you for deliverance on tonight. Oh, God, deliverance from every adverse force on tonight. Everything that's not like you, deliverance, oh, God. Oh, glory to God. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, hey, God. We thank you tonight. Oh, God, for lifting us. Oh, God, to cause us to sit in heavenly places. Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight for opening our eyes. We thank you tonight for opening our understanding. We thank you on tonight for refreshing the vision. We thank you on tonight. Oh, God, for moving all over the world. Oh, God, God. We're thanking you, glory to God. We thank you for answering every prayer, God, every petition, oh God, that's set before you. We thank you tonight. We thank you for moving now. Thank you for moving upon the hearts of your people. Thank you for moving even upon those unspoken requests. For you know what we have need of. For you're concerned about each and every one of us. You're concerned about each and every listening ear. And we're thanking you on tonight. We say move in every situation. We say have your way. Yeah, God. Have your way on tonight. Father, move. Glory to God. Haya Rabahaya. Father, move. Rabahaya. Show yourself strong. Show yourself mighty in the midst of us. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. For you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. And it's according to the power which worketh within us. Father, we thank you on tonight. We say arise. Oh, God, you arise. Cause our enemies to scatter. And Father, we thank you. We bless you on tonight for your word. We're thanking you, Gloria Mahaya. We're thanking you, Jehovah Messiah, for moving all over the earth. We thank you on tonight. Cause your righteousness to be revealed. Cause your righteousness, oh God, to be revealed in every situation, in every Mahaya, in every circumstance. Cause your righteousness, oh God, vindicate your righteousness on tonight. Oh God, even the incarcerated, move, Father, in the precious name of Jesus, in the hospitals, in the homes on tonight, in relationships on tonight. Glory to God, in the body of Christ on tonight, Father, move. As only you can. Do what you will in the midst of us. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you for your messenger on tonight. We thank you for your prepared word right now in the name of Jesus. Father, speak by your word. Do what you will. Yeah, God, cause your word to shine forth in our hearts. Cause your word, glory to God, to reveal. Cause your word, oh God, to dispel darkness, we pray in thy precious name. Hey! Oh, glory to my God. In the Amasai. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now. Thank you for your messenger. Father, we're asking that you are blessed even now. Strengthen even now. Strengthen as only you can. Strengthen your servant even now in that precious name, Jesus. And we're thanking you for your word. Father, we declare, we decree, it shall not return. Oh, God. Haya yanabahaya. Unto you, Lord, but we thank you, oh God, that it shall accomplish that you attend in each and every one of our lives. Father, we thank you tonight. We bless you tonight. We thank you for power. We thank you for demonstration. We thank you for calling us sons, calling us, oh God, to sonship. We thank you tonight. Father, we give you thanks. We do give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. And Father, we ask you to hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us tonight. In your shed blood. Cover us, oh God. Huh? Oh, glory to God. Cover us tonight. Let us not be sitting targets for the enemy. Cover us tonight under your blood. Cover us, oh God, in that precious name, Jesus. Father, hide us behind your cross. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we do give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory, Father. And we say yes on tonight. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Yes, ha-ya-ha-ya. Oh, God, completely yes. And, Father, for this we give you thanks and we give you praise. In thy precious name, Jesus, you have the right of way. In thy ha-ya, Father, we declare we won't take your glory, but we will give you thanks. And we do give you praise for these things. In thy precious name, Jesus, glory to God. Every heart on tonight, say amen. Amen, amen, amen on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen, amen, amen on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen, people of God. Amen on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank the Lord. Amen. We thank the Lord on tonight. Our Lord God, strong and mighty. Mighty in battle. Amen, people of God. Mighty. In battle, amen. Glory be to God. Just love him tonight. Love him, glory to God, for he gave his life that we might live. Love him on tonight. Glory to God. He purchased our liberty with his own blood. Amen. Glory to God. And I tell you, that just gets me stirred up right there. Amen. What love. What love. amen, has he bestowed upon us. Amen. People of God, he loves us. Glory to God with a great love. Amen. And we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. Amen. For this that he has set aside, that he has ordained. Amen. For those that have, amen, just come in, we want to ask you to go ahead and reach out now. Reach out. Go ahead and reach out. Send a, amen, a text message or two and tell someone to come. Tell them, invite them to come. Invite them to come. They don't have to drive across town. People of God, listen, all they got to do is pick up their phone. Dial 339-209-6891. Amen. And they can come and be right here. Amen. With us. Amen. Thank God for our listeners that are on Facebook. Thank God for our listeners that are on podcast. Amen. Again, our listeners on radio. Amen. Glory to God. We're on two Facebook pages. Amen. People of God. Glory to God. Two Facebook pages. Amen. Jesus. The Prayer News Network, amen, global, and as well the New Riyadh Prayer Group, amen, 52, amen. So there, amen, two different, listen, people of God, we just trying to get the word out. We just want to let you know we want to get the word out. We believe in what God is doing, amen, and we want you to help us to get this word out. People of God, we are, again, so eager, amen, we're ready, amen, to hear what thus saith the Lord on tonight. Amen. We are ready, people of God, to see, to hear what the Lord has for us. Amen. We are excited. Amen. We just, amen, give you just a little time to go ahead and try to get somebody in here. Amen. We want them to get it all. We want them to get all of it. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, we are so excited. Amen, Jesus. We are so blessed on tonight. Glory be to God to have the man of God with us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just somebody tell God, thank you. Glory be to God. Just tell him thank you on tonight. Amen. We're so excited, people of God, to have with us again on tonight. Amen, Jesus. All the way from Alachua, Florida. Amen. That's around there in that Gainesville area. Amen, Jesus. Coming to us from Elohim's Revival Center International. Amen. Glory to God. This man of God is certainly no stranger to us here on the PNN. Amen. But people of God, we want you to prepare your heart. Again, get your pen, get your paper. Amen, Jesus. And receive tonight the prophet. Amen. The man of God. Amen. Prophet Virgil Postel. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you, woman of God. Amen. We thank God and we give honor and praise to God and to what the Lord is doing for us already this year. Amen. We thank God and we bless him for who he is. We give our honor for our celestial intercessors. Amen. To the late Dr. Apostle S.D. James, we thank God for him. We thank God for Mother Carrie James. We give God praise for everyone in their respective places, Minister Bradley, to Bishop K. Tenner, to Apostle Samuel Huggins James. And so we thank God for everyone tonight, men and women of God, to my staff, sons and daughters who came in with us tonight to listen and to hear. God, thank God for you, to all of the staff of PNN. Thank God for all of you on tonight. There is a word from the Lord. Amen. Minister Bradley, I may need to borrow your vocals tonight a little bit to read for me. Amen. I've been in revival, and so my voice may not be as strong as I desire to be. Amen. But I may need to borrow your vocals tonight to read for me. Amen. Amen. We honor him and we bless him on tonight. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Matthew. The book of Matthew, chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10, and we're going to begin reading at verse 1. Amen. When you get it, signify by saying amen, or bless the Lord, or hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Know that you're there. Amen. Matthew 10 and verse 1. Amen. And it reads, "And when they called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease." Drop down to verse 5. "These 12 Jesus sent forth to command them, saying, Go into the way of the go not into the way of the Gentiles and into any city of the Samaritans, enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils freely. Ye have received freely, ye give. Psalms, the 24th chapter on tonight. Amen. And the third verse. And who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in this holy place? He that have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. Matthew 15. And verse 11. And Minister Bradley, if you can read 11 to 20 for me, please, ma'am. Thank you, Lord. Matthew 11 and verse 11. Matthew chapter 15, verse 11 to verse 20. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Goeth into the mouth. Okay, go ahead, woman of God.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize my phone was on mute. Amen. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth. This defileth a man. Then came his disciples and said unto him, knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? Every plant, but he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch.
My Lord.
Mm-hmm. Then answered Peter and said unto him, declare unto us this parable. And Jesus said, are ye also yet without understanding? Do not ye yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly and cast out into the drought? But those things which proceed out of the mouth cometh forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the mouth proceedeth evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, theft, false witnesses, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat unwashed hands defileth not a man.
Thank you, woman. Then, Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. Oh, that's it right there. Verse 20, was it? Amen. Father, we thank you, O God, for your grace and mercy, your power and your authority in the midst of this place. God, the foundation has been set. And, Lord, I ask you now, God, that you give me the strength to decrease, that you might increase, O God. Father, cover us under your blood tonight. Forgive us for all sins, sins of omission and commission. Blot out every transgression, O Lord. Father, this hour, give me the strength, O God, that I may come down from where I am at, God, that you may be everything that your people need. Father, speak, Lord. Thy servant hears, O God, we give you praise, honor, and glory for the moving of your Holy Ghost, God, for moving, shifting your angels through the atmosphere and the airways now, binding the work of the enemy, binding the will of the enemy, God, every hidden thing, every hidden agenda, every hidden stone, God, don't let it go unturned. But, Father, I pray now in the name of Jesus, God, that you move like a swift witness in the midst of this atmosphere even now. Holy Ghost, rest now in the midst of this place. Send the fire of the Holy Ghost among us. Oh, God, purify the path before us, even now in the name of Jesus. Destroy the work of the wicked and iniquity. In the name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, even now in the name of Jesus, over the atmosphere now. God, that you take another ocean. Take control of the atmosphere now in the name of Jesus. Bind every spirit of witchcraft. right now, yeah. Oh man, so Rabashe, Yedimiosataya, Bandidia Mandia, because of a whole Yashe, so Mandia, bind it now in the name of Jesus. Destroy the work of the witch worker, God. The altar, the candle burner now in the name of Jesus. Overthrow their desires even now. We pulled out of a sniper. Every assassin, we pull it down now. Out of the atmosphere, out of the realms of the spirit, we pull it down now in the midst of this flame. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. We bless we bless the name of God in this atmosphere on tonight. Yes, Lord. I want to trouble you for just a moment with the word from the Lord that said, it is in your hands and it is in your mouth. It is in your hands and it is in your mouth. Proverbs tells us in life in the power of the tongue. And it talks about the fruit of death and life. It talks about how we eat it and we love it. And so to eat and love something, it means that we enjoy it. And not only enjoy it, but it becomes part of our daily routine. And so the scripture says in Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So it speaks to violence in nature, and this is not the direction that I'm going in. I'm just setting a foundation for you tonight. So because of that, sometimes our words may get the best of us. We may say some things out of pocket or out of character. We say out of pocket in my generation, meaning you saying some stuff that you just should think, you just saying some stuff you got no business saying, and that's what we say out of pocket, or you said something that tried somebody. So when we say you said something out of pocket and you said some things that were just out of character and out of nature, it is out of the design of God. And so because of that, what we are dealing with now in the body of Christ is an opportunity for the church to utilize their words. But in order for us to utilize our words, help me, Holy Ghost, tonight, Minister Bradley, if you don't mind, take my time a little bit. In order for us to utilize our words, we got to unutilize some things that we have said. We've got to go back and remove some stuff that we've released into our atmosphere. We got to go back and pull some things down that we've spoken over our lives. There are some things that we have spoken over our lives that have condemned our own soul to struggle. It's condemned us to fighting with people, condemned us to frustration with people. But the things that we've said out of our own mouth has made us a victim of our own words. We have imprisoned our very own future by the words that have came out of our mouth. I wish I had a church tonight to understand that you have gotten your into this fit because of what you said out of your mouth. God, it didn't have to be this year. It could have been 2 years from ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago. There are some things that we've uttered out of our mouth, out of a muster of frustration. We've released some stuff in the atmosphere concerning our own selves. And because of that, we have been holding our own self hostage year after year. We've been fighting to progress and excel, but we have not gotten there because of the words that we said out of our own mouth, because of the things that we spoke out of our own mouth. We have declared some things over our lives, Tasha, that we know that we had no business saying, Minister Bradley. We have we have declared some things in our own atmosphere that we know we had no business saying. When we go and put in for the application for the job and we don't get the job, all of a sudden we get frustrated because we're getting the job. We didn't get the job, but you spoke it over your own life.
Holy Ghost.
You declared it over your own life. You didn't get the raise because what you said about you. Not what they said about you.
It's that pep talk that you gave yourself in the bathroom that was full of iniquity. It was the words that you spoke in that other. When you got frustrated because you made a mistake and you cursed your own self. Your own mouth, your words have gotten you into trouble. And now, at a critical time such as this, where the anointing is upon the earth, where there's getting ready to be a break loose of mantles in the earth, we are stagnant already because of the words that have come out of our mouths.
Holy Ghost.
Something we've said. I ain't going to never do this, and I ain't going to never be this, and I'm not going to never have it. All these words that you personalized and you spoke into your life. Yes, you have the anointing, you have the mantle, but you're stagnated because you cursed your own self. Oh, I don't hear nobody saying nothing yet.
Holy Ghost.
Oh, we want to blame the witches and the warlocks, but you have been the chief of the witch and warlock in your life for years. Oh, God.
My God.
You have condemned your own self and rooted your own self with your own words for years. You are the reason why you're not progressing. But I come to let somebody know tonight that I come to break that curse off of your life, and I come to send it back to the pits of hell from which it originated so that you can be free to move in the power of God this year. And so we got to understand, he said in his word, he told him, he said, and when he had called them unto him, his 12 disciples, he gave them power. He gave them power. He gave them something. The Bible said that all are called, but few are chosen. So, Minister Bradley, that means that every last one of us under the sound of my voice have been called by God. But not all of us have been chosen to do something such as preach. We call and chosen to do some stuff, but it ain't the same thing. Watch this. It's just like some people that are preaching that God ain't never called you to pastor nobody. I wish I had a church in here. Oh, God, he never called you to be a prophet, but you're standing there as a prophet when you know you are an evangelist. You are illegal in the earth. So all are called, but few are chosen. But according to the word of God, when he calls you, he not only calls you, but he gives you. He says, and when the Bible says, it says, and when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power. Oh, God. So that means that when God calls you, he gives you power. And watch what he says. He says, against unclean spirits. Now you have been given power and authority. You have been given dominion. You have been given rights in the earth to war against the spirit of darkness, to tear down its gate, to break down everything that Satan has established. You have been called to do it. You have been chosen for the job. You have been anointed for the job. Let me tell you something. The days that we would do traditional mess in the church, that was man-made factions and witchcraft that people use, and warlockism that people use from the pulpit to control and puppeteer the saints and interject fear in them because it came from a slave mindset, those days have been killed, and they are over. Do you hear me? You will no longer have to operate in fear, but you will operate in knowing that God is with you.
Yes, sir.
We've been operating for a long time under guise, knowing that somebody was watching over our shoulders like a hawk. But those days are gone.
Yes, sir.
Those days are gone. How do we know they're gone? Because the mantles are in the earth. The mantles have hit the earth. You understand what I'm saying tonight? You got to see this without me going into some things. The mantles have already hit the earth. Now, who takes up the mantle and run with it? Who takes up the call and the mandate to run with it? So watch this, Minister Bradley. After you have freed or gotten free from the words that you said of your own mouth, you can step into the power of God that has been granted unto you to cast out devils, to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to set the captive free over unclean spirits, right?
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to do that what God has called you to do. But I read something here in the book of John, the 14th chapter. And it says around the 11th verse, says, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me. Or else believe me for the very work's sake.
Yes,
sir. I say to you, he that believeth on me, watch it, the works that I do, he shall do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. What is that? That is a double portion of God's Spirit being released on the face of God. So I know we've been saying the great. When is the greater works of Northern coming? Because watch this. In the book, he told us, in the book of Joel, he said, in the last days, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Old men shall dream dreams and have visions. And so, Minister Bradley, we're living at a time now that they're getting ready to be an overflow of God's power in the earth.
Yes, sir. Yes, yes.
And this overflow of God's power in the earth means that mantles are not just going to be falling like they are now, but people are going to pick up the power and the authority of God. And he's going, anointings are going to be fitted for you.
Yeah,
you won't walk in nobody else's ephod in this season. You'll walk in that of your own.
Ah, Jesus.
You'll walk in the authority that's tailored for you. You'll walk in the power of God that's fitted for your body. You'll walk in every ounce of it. You'll walk in every atmosphere of it, everything that you have, for you laid into righteousness, it shall be yours.
Yeah, God.
And you ain't going to have to go through no loops and hoops to get it.
Because
now's the time that prophets are being loosed in the earth. See, it used to be where the evangelists would be loosed in the earth. But I sat at my desk today in the office, and the Lord told me, he said, I got to loose the prophets in the earth. Because it's got to be a cleanup job for what's getting ready to come. Because the mantles that's getting ready to hit some lives of some folks that have been in position for a long time. He said, I got to send the prophets first.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll send the evangelists to catch the rest of them. He said, but this, what I'm doing now, is a cleanup for a move for those that shall come behind the prophet, who are pastors, who are prophets that are groomed and have been waiting in the chamber to come out. And God said, I'm sending the prophets first. I'm sending senior prophets. I'm sending senior seasoned prophets before them. So when the time is right, there is no battle. They just have work.
Yes, Lord.
They just have work. And so we have in the body of Christ, where he says it's in your mouth and in your hands. When you go on to read through, if you read through Matthew 8, you look at all the miracles that God wrote. Just miracle after miracle after miracle, just back to back. Didn't stop. One miracle, he said, the soldier came and he said, listen, I got men under me.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord says, he said, you don't come to my house. You can't come to my house. I don't want you at my house. But if I believe, if you speak your word,
mm-hmm.
There are places, hear me when I say this, you will never plant your feet, but your words will. Your words will travel and change atmospheres. Your words will travel and shift regions and territories. You can send your word to an emergency room or to a hospital, to an operating room, and command death to leave, command sickness to leave, and it's got to obey, because there's power in your words. There's power in what you have to say that God says. Laying your hands on those who are sick and they shall recover. Healing those who are broken down in their bodies. This is the time that we not only talk about miracles, signs, and wonders, but it's time that we walk in it. It's time that we walk into the power that is laid up for us. It's time we walk into the authority that God has laid up for us. The whole earth is at a tender position.
Ah, Jesus.
The whole earth is at a tender point. Watch this. The Bible says, he said that when King Uzziah died, the book of Isaiah, he said, Isaiah also saw the Lord, and he was high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. This is a time where people are still grieving. This is a time where people can see the Lord for who he is, high and lifted up. This is a great time for salvation and revivals in the land.
Ah, Jesus.
Time to bring the people in. This is a time to start doing that what God says do. We got to come out of our gilded cages now. Put your mask on. Put your gloves on. And go and do the will of God. I don't care if you got to wear a face shield on top of your mask and two pair of gloves. Carry your four cans of Lysol. Go do the will of God. Go do the will of God. People are hungry and thirsting, woman of God. People are dying out here in these streets. And they're dying because nobody hears. Yeah, we know people are dying of COVID, but there's another sound that is going up out of the earth. There's a sound that people can't hear because we're so focused on other things. But there's a soul cry that we're missing. Out of the wilderness, there's a soul cry. There's a people that saying, don't forget about it. Don't forget about it. Don't forget about me. I'm over here. Hey, it's me. I've been crying out for God for a long time. You said it's a message. I need you. Don't forget about me. Come see about me.
Yeah, God.
Come see about me. I read a message today, a public statement from a sister church. And it stirred my spirit. Because when I read the message, it was on social media from the pastor. It dissolved the whole ministry. It hurt me because, woman of God, there were qualified people in the house to carry the vision. Why would he get himself together? There were qualified people there to lift up his arms. Why he got himself together? But he dissolved the whole church. He shut the whole church. I was on the phone with my secretary, and I heard the Lord say, "Woe be unto them that scatter my sheep." He said, "For a woe has went out of my throne this day for the scattering of the sheep, because the souls of men have been broken." And I began to just say, my God, we cannot make decisions in this season as it refers to the people of God because we are tired, because we are going through. We can't do it.
Holy
we
God.
Can't do it. This is why it's so critical that we use what God has given us. This is why it's so critical that the church become a center of help like it should, instead of a center of abuse like it's been. Y'all don't hear me, you ain't gonna like me. It means this, what this means. It means that the church now can no longer use this pulpit as a bully station. You got to understand what I'm trying to say. You can no longer use the pulpit as your position or posture to beat people down and crush their spirit while you go home and eat steak and macaroni and cheese with your family. And you send the people home in tears and crying, and here they is faithful to God, and they come back to your house, and you don't realize that you're destroying people.
Holy Ghost, Jesus.
Pastors are beating people and destroying people and knocking them down and knocking them over. Let me tell you something. The woman of God talked to me, told me, she said, man of God, she said, prophet, the church has got to stop mistreating people. Leaders got to stop mistreating people. And then it dawned on me what she was saying, that we have become so abusive with our words and with our power. We utilize our station to influence, to cause fear, incite fear in the people. Oh, y'all ain't going to like it. See, what we do now is because we prophets and apostles and we seasoned pastors. We like to tell people off and hurt their feelings and then turn around and say, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. But in the eyesight of God, those are his children. And what you've done is you wounded their spirit and you'll pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
but we're beating people. We're crushing people in the body of Christ. This is what the church has become. It's become a place of abuse. Only in the black church do they verbally scorn their members, bash their members, and beat their members, publicly rebuking them as if they have no feelings and emotions, destroying them, utilizing the rod and the staff as a position of not only authority but a whooping post.
My God.
And when we can't get them to comply, we stand behind the pulpit and preach them in a hole. And wonder why they drag in the church service after service and their spirits are not upbeat. It's because of what we said. Stuff that we said out of our own mouths.
Jesus.
And we've said some stuff not only just over our own self to curse our own self, but it's some stuff that we've done to curse members in the body of Christ. See, people don't like this type of stuff because they don't like accountability.
Oh, Jesus.
And see, we got leaders who believe that they are above reproach. But you're not. When you stand before God, he don't ask to see your hands. I'm talking to leaders now. When you stand before God, he's going to ask to see your hands. You got to ask yourself, will there be blood on my hands? How many people have you hurt along the way? How many times have you stand before your congregation and repented to God and to your people for leading them out of your emotions, out of your feelings, not according to the word, but according to your emotions and your feelings? We've got to understand that we have been harsh taskmasters and laborers. We have made people labor in the body of Christ, making people do things, mandating they do stuff. These are not your slaves. These are God's people. They're God's people. And we got to handle them with care. Watch this. The Lord spoke to me. He said, tell the people that over the next 6 years, there will be a pure, raw power of God in the earth. And these next 6 years are going to take us into the coming of Christ. There's getting ready to be the greatest move of God inside of this earth. You understand me? Many of you have been praying and crying out for family members to be saved and children to be saved and all of these things, husbands and wives to be saved. You shall see it. God has heard your cries, and you shall see your family members saved. You understand me? God shall save them. So the Lord told me, he said, tell the people that we'll be able to operate out of miracles, signs, and wonders.
Yes.
Power of God will be so pure that it will be undeniable that God is real. It will be undeniable that God is who he said he is. But you're going to have to yield to him. You have to let go of the agenda. Come out of systems that do not uphold the will of God. Come out of these man-made factions. You got to step into the power of God. Listen, the only thing that holds us back is us trying to dance around, going all the way into God and staying outside to hold up some systems. You cannot hold up man and God at the same time. You got to uphold the will of God, because it is the will of God that's going to change your life. And because of that, God's getting ready to move in the earth in a way that he's never moved before. But you've got to be in position. Prayer ministries will shift to new levels. Prophecy will come from a new level, new dimensions. The teachings that's getting ready to hit the earth will come straight out of the throne room of God. the instructions that God will give now will be so accurate, so in tune, that you'll know it's God. That you'll know it is He who's doing it. The Lord told me, He said, tell the people of God, He said, what is He getting ready to do? He's getting ready to move in miracles. And not only miracles, woman of God, the Lord told me, He said, let the people of God know that I'm getting ready to bless them. That they're getting ready to walk into their blessings. They get ready to walk into their inheritance, their now season. This is your time to be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
He said there's an anointing that has been released in the earth for those who work with their hands. I wish I had a church. He said He's anointing your hands to create wealth. He's anointing your hands to create wealth, to prosper you. It is in your hands. And God said He's moving in the spirit realm over the hands of those who are creators. Those who are design craft makers, and whatever your skill is, whatever kind of work you do with your hands, it's going to be blessed.
Yes.
And you will not be denied. You will not be denied. You understand me? You will not be denied. In this next move of God, you will not be denied. There's a rise of one system and there's a fall of another. Economics is shifting in the earth as we speak. Brick and mortars are in their last days.
Ah.
When we say last days, that can be weeks, days, years. But the truck's going to stop rolling.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear me? I said the trucks are going to stop rolling. You're going to be able to get your tater chips no more. Frito-Lay and Lay's. Stop rolling.
Mm-hmm.
Backed up to their warehouses. Cannot move.
Mm-hmm.
Store shelves, bare bones. You think this is something you ain't seen on yet?
Holy Ghost.
Get your supplies while you can. Because everything that you see now, and I don't know what it is, people move slow when you say get your supplies. They say, well, I'll get it later. But then when you go and it's not on the shelf, whose fault is it? And forget getting water from Walmart, because you ain't going to find no decent water at Walmart at all. Unless you buy one jug. So you got to realize that stores are losing inventory because there's not enough. So what is it doing? Did not the word of God say that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous?
Mm-hmm.
There's a transfer going on in the realms of the spirit. That means that we got to do it. Get in position, right?
Yes,
everything's about position. Everything's about your posture. Everything's about what you have said and what you're getting ready to do. You got to denounce some stuff. You got to speak over yourself. You got to believe that God has called you to do these things. If the door be shut, it's because what? You shut it.
Because
in this season, the Lord has rebuked the devil off of you long enough for you to make a conscious decision. You can't say, well, the witches fighting me. They've been rebuked. Now make a decision. Make a decision. As new anointings fall in the earth and new mantles fall in the earth, we step into a new posture and a new position in God. Not only do we step into a new posture and a position in God, we move into a new place in God, meaning that we no longer flow at the same level. In other words, we no longer fight at the demons at the same level either. Our warfare intensifies, but so does your angelic protection. You never get elevated to another place without protection and provision for your life. God will provide all of these necessary things for you as you elevate in the spirit. And so as you continue to elevate greater in God, the more that God will put on you, the more that God will deposit into you. As more you let go and let God, the higher you go up. And now you can't max out in God. You just going to have to keep going and keep going. So God said, all right, you're going to mix your level. But you're going to keep growing because you're going to keep doing the works. Keep doing the works. And keep changing lives for the kingdom of righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
And so this means that you got to get in a continual posture to impact the lives of people. Impact the lives of those that are around you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? So that means that if God lay on your heart to start teaching Bible study, do it. This gospel has got to go to the ends of the earth. Stop waiting on your pastor alone to do the work by themselves. That's why you're being taught. You are a disciple.
Mm-hmm.
Just go and say, Pastor, can I start teaching Bible study too? I ain't trying to build no church in the establishment. I just want to start teaching to get the word of God out. And if your pastor tell you no, that's a dereliction of duty. Because we need all the help we can get to get the gospel out of here. We need all
preach
the help
it.
That we can get to
mm-hmm.
get this gospel spread. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I don't care how many churches I've had and have, how many sons and daughters I got. I can't do it by myself. I need legs. I need arms.
Mm-hmm.
I need eyes. I need people to move in the earth. Because when I'm moving over here, I can't be over there. I can't be at two or three places at one time. I don't care how much of a prophet I am. That's why I got help, so that I can send them out there, go.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to start sending people. Stop holding people.
Yeah.
Keeping them held hostage and not letting them go preaching. Let them go. Your church ain't all the church they should be preaching in. There's a word in that belly for the nation. Let them go. The Bible said we're to do the work of an evangelist, fully perform the duties of our ministry. Send them out and let them go.
Holy Ghost.
The Lord told me this in Rules and Palaka. He said, let the evangelist loose. Let them out of the house and let them preach.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hold them hostage no more. Free them and let them go. Let them go.
Mm-hmm.
We're holding vital organs in the body of Christ. The evangelists are the legs of the church. We got to let them move so they can run revivals, so that the pastors in the house can receive the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't hold the prophets hostage. We can't hold the apostles hostage. You got to let these people go, because there's a vineyard out there that's waiting to hear the sound of God.
Really?
You understand me? There's a people out there that's saying, I'm hungry and I'm thirsty. Oh, y'all don't want to hear this. And whosoever will let them come, you got to let people come. You got to open the door and say, come. I bid you come.
Yeah.
I bid you come. God, wherever you need me to go, send me, and I'll go. I'll go. I'll go to the ends of the earth. Wherever I'm needed at, God, I'll go.
Yes, sir.
All he needed is your yes.
Mm.
And he'll send you to do the work. See, y'all want to be local. You want to deal with the heathens over here in America.
Yes, sir.
To American
master.
Preachers, I'm talking to you tonight. You want to deal with the heathens over here in America. When America has done a damnable evil in the eyesight of God. You know that America has been in a position of rebuke before the eyesight of God. Why are you still toiling with these demonic folks that don't want to hear?
Mm-hmm.
You got to go to a nation and people that want to hear you. I ain't saying forsaking your nation here. But what I'm saying is you take this gospel to the ends of the earth. Leave out of your comfort zone. Stop doing them same revivals at the same place and go somewhere you ain't never been before. Leave and go out of your region, out of your territory. Them same people. Stop doing annual revivals and do a revival in the islands. Do a revival in another country.
Yeah.
Stop waiting on somebody to give you access and give you, learn the laws of these nations and go in. Many of y'all want to be apostles and prophets, but you ain't doing no work here. Put your tail out of them four walls and go work.
My God.
Go in the streets and preach the gospel.
Holy Ghost. Yes,
you
sir.
You
want
to keep preaching to the church people. And that proves nothing about your anointing. Y'all don't hear me. You want to keep preaching behind the four walls of the church. But that says nothing about you being called to be an apostle or prophet. Your work is on the outside. That's why you're part of the hand. You understand me? Five-fold ministry functions. Pastor's supposed to be in the house. And if you're not a pastor, what are you doing in here?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you still stuck behind the four walls of a church? Get yourself out there and do the will of God. There's a word shortage. There's a word shortage. You hear me? There's a shortage of the word of God in the earth. We're no longer preaching like we used to preach when we first got saved, and we would go from this church to that church. We would go run revivals, and people would open the doors, and they would hear the revival and come out the street. We're not doing it anymore. Now we're doing cliques and cliches, and we're not revivalists now. We're conference hosts, and we want to run a conference now, because now we want to deal with church folk because it's guaranteed money.
My God.
Why you keep preaching to the same people that you know ain't going to do nothing but bring them ball up dollars to the church? Why you keep preaching to the same people that's going to keep living the same way? And we're leaders, and we're content with people living in fornication and shacking. We're content with liars sitting in our church, gamblers taking up the offering. We're content with these people who are unsanctified and holy in these positions, in these stations, in the church, because we get a check. The devil is a liar.
Devil is a liar.
Among them and be chaperoned, says God.
Oh, boy. Yeah, God.
You got to come out from among them. Be separate. Separate yourself from these liars, these cheaters, these people who are illegal in the church. Come out from among them. I know y'all wanted a good child message. You wanted to just hear everything.
Oh,
but God said no. He said, I want the prophet to speak tonight. Because enough is enough. We've allowed mess to come in the house of God and taint everything. And we calling it church. And nobody's getting delivered and nobody's getting free. We're just coming in and going out, singing three songs, cooping a 30-minute message, and then taking an offer for 4 hours. And then we leave.
My.
We have turned the church into a circus. We have desecrated the altars. We have changed sanctified messages that bring deliverance into messages that hoop and hype the church with homiletics and hermeneutics. We ain't preaching messages from the heart of God. We're preaching them out of our mind because it entertains the body of Christ, and it keeps people coming. It's like the stage lights that we put in the church. It's like the backdrop we put in the church. And now the definition of church is you don't have a church if you don't have a praise and worship team. You don't have a ministry if you don't have musicians. And you, that ain't no church because you ain't got the lights in there. You ain't got no sound system. But let me tell you something. You don't know what church is because according to the scripture, they made their own noise. They made their own sound. They had instruments that they created themselves. They found something to worship God with. They found something to put their hands on. But now we got to have a Hammond B3. We got to have an organist. We got to have the best singer it is, the best choir, the best praise team it is, and all of that, and nobody's getting delivered. So what God are we serving? What God are we serving? God are we serving? Because we can bring all these people in the house, but if nobody's getting free, who are we serving? Who are we serving for real?
My God.
Who are we serving? What purpose is it for us to adjourn ourselves in the body of Christ every Saturday, every Sunday, and nobody's desiring to be free? You know, I was a young prophet, woman of God, hadn't been saved that long, but grew up in the ways. I always grew up in church and in the circle of prayer, and then always was kept in prayer. And I remember I was sitting in the church, and an offering time came up, and I put my offering on the table, and they stayed up there, and they said, can we get $25 more? And then they kept counting down. And that was the first time they did it. And so when we went back to church again, that second service, they did it again, and they said, well, we need $150 more. They kept counting down and counting down. But then something on the inside of me began to kick my prophetic intestines all around, because I realized that they spent almost 1 hour and 35 minutes taking up an offering when here we are, God help me in here, here we are, have stopped and heard only a 45-minute word that nobody got a breakthrough on and nobody got free from. And we just got a word but no freedom.
Yeah.
the letter.
Dear God.
For those that love to quote all the scriptures. The Bible says in the letter, kill it, and it's the spirit that bring it to life.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
God, we can quote all the scriptures. It is in this book. We can go from cover to cover, but it's the letter that killeth. But if we have not the spirit of God, which is the life, which is the water, which is the substance, then we have nothing that will feed the people.
Holy Ghost, fire. Yeah.
All we have is word. All we have is word. And those words ain't benefiting nobody. They ain't changing nothing. You're coming in drunk and you're leaving out drunk. You're coming in a whoremonger and you're leaving out a whoremonger. You come, God. You're coming in a fornicator and you're leaving out a fornicator. You're coming in an adulterer and you're leaving out one. Nothing's changing. It's just ritualistic. And that because of that, ritual have got us in trouble with God.
Woo, Shaha. Hey.
God is in trouble. With God. Some years ago, not even long before COVID hit, the Lord spoke to me one day. I was standing by the street sign with a dog. And the Lord told me, he said, if you don't bring my people out of religion and bring them into me, I'm going to charge you and judge you with the blood on them. And I'm going to put it all on your hands. Because you know better. You better come out of these systems. Come out of this mess that the church has put around you and these pillars, this garbage and this stuff that they put up. He said, I'm calling you out because you're a prophet of God and you know better. I didn't send you here to do this. I sent you here to be a judge in the land.
Oh, Jesus.
And here it is, the judge is compromising with criminals. You have allowed yourself to come and sit at the table with those who are scribes and Pharisees. You're sitting and supping with those who enjoyed the lavishness of their sin.
Jesus.
Who enjoyed the lavishness of their sin. See, we like church like this. Because it makes sense to us. But the Bible says, woman of God, that he confound the wise with the foolish things of the world. And then the other thing is this that I love about God. He says that my thoughts, my thoughts are not your thoughts. He says, nor my ways. Oh, come on, you may think you know the ways of God. But you don't really know his ways. That's why you got to have the Holy Spirit to guide you. God, you don't know every path that the Lord is going to take during a service. That's why you can't come with a script already before you. You got to come ready to do his will.
Come on.
So if he go left, you got to go left. If he go right, you got to go right. If he goes this way, you got to go this way. Whatever he going, he's got to, because see, when you mount the platform, you ain't in your space no more. This ain't your house. He said, because except God builds a house, they labor in vain. And the moment we start saying, this is my church and this is my house, and see, we understand why the spirit of God is not there, because it's yours. Oh, Lord, have mercy. If his spirit not be in the house, then it is not his. If you're so busy trying to kick people out the house, then it's not his.
Ah, Jesus.
It's yours. Is yours. And because it is yours, there's no deliverance, there's no breakthrough, there's no miracle, there's no signs, and there's no wonders. All y'all doing is having a ceremony every Sunday. Every time you open your doors, it's a ceremony. And how we know it's a ceremony, because the one thing you never forget to do is pick up the offer. I don't hear nobody saying nothing right there. I don't see and hear you standing. Because now we're saying, well, I got to get my pension. He said in his word, he said, it is the Lord your God that gives you the power to get well.
Yeah.
He never said that it was the church that gives you the power, to get well. I know I'm going to make some preachers uncomfortable here. See, a lot of y'all want to get fat off the church, get rich off the church. And that's why your church ain't expanding nowhere. Y'all stuck in there like matches in a box. and can't even expand because you're so busy being a fat cow, pulling everything you can pull out of there. Every time they raise a little above the offering, you want to pinch a little more than what you need to. The spirit of greed is your friend, and you are the reason why your house is stifled. And if you don't keep your hand out of the piggy bank, your ministry will never expand or grow beyond what it is now.
My God.
Because you keep robbing the church blind. You keep robbing the ministry blind. The church ain't going to grow because you keep stealing and pillaging the offering. What the church need to buy you some Lexus or a Mercedes? Or why does the church have to buy you a car and your members are driving a carpool in the church and riding a city bus and catching Ubers and taxis to church? The devil is a liar. How dare you buy your sons and daughters houses with church money and then your members living in the projects? How is that the spirit of God?
Mama.
How is the spirit of God?
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost.
And then you won't go preach nowhere except you get half the offering of that church and leave that church broke, barren, and busted and disgusted, worse a state than it was in before you even got there. You should stay home.
Mm-hmm.
It should be about the church. And only the church. It should be about the will of God.
Yes,
only
yes.
The will of God. Listen to me. I know this ain't the shout word,
but I can't give
you nothing more than what he's telling me to give you. And
man,
that is, we got to fix some stuff. We got to clean up a mess. Because I'm telling you, pastors, if your ministry is going to survive, what's next? If your ministry is going to survive the next hit, you better be in position. You've got to be in position. You have to be in posture. Everybody want to make a church. But when COVID hit, a lot of y'all ain't got the technology to run a small church. You don't have the cameras, the social media strands. Let me help you out real quick. We'll see the cobbling and closing of big churches before we see the small cobbling church with small churches closed. Storefront churches, don't you get frustrated under your tents and under your small churches and whatever you got. Don't you get frustrated in your small congregation. Don't you get frustrated. Don't you get upset because it ain't moving like you think it should. Don't do it because there's a time coming and people are going to need refuge and your house will be a safe place for them to come.
Mm-hmm.
Because it ain't going to be a crowd. See, you got to understand there's a reason why God still got you there. You understand me? You ain't there because you're being punished. You're there because a remnant is coming. There's been a sound released in the earth. And because that sound's been released, they're looking for a beacon on the hill. And if you do not compromise in this season, God will let a light shine over your church.
Holy Ghost. Abba. Yedavasha.
He'll let a light shine over your church. And he'll give you everything you need from the musicians, from the keyboard players, praise and worship team, ministers of music. He'll give you what you need. He'll give you the psalmists. He'll give you those who will be intercessors, praise and worship leaders. He'll give you people that you'll be able to leave the house and go. See, right now you have people in positions that are not ordained to be in those positions. I wish you could hear me now when I say this. And it's time that some of y'all start putting people out of these positions and leave them vacant so they can be filled by those who are anointed to get in these positions. Forget about who they are and how close they are to you. It's time to cut the fat and open up the curtain and say, Lord, let them in.
Jesus, my God, my God.
Let them in. Let them in, because if I keep you there, you're going to kill the ministry. God help me. This is what I tell people. I say this is why I always have a problem with family churches. Say, well, I got a problem with family church because we want to make everything a family club. We want to ordain everybody in our family to be this and be that. But this, listen to me when I say this. Just because that's your cousin, niece, nephew, cousin, friend, don't mean they are anointed. Just because that is your son does not mean he is pastoral. I wish I had a church. I don't mean he's pastoral material. And some of your wives are not prophetess. You just made her that because you are an apostle. Oh, God, help me and heal somebody. We putting people in position based on our relationship with them. But it's time to clean out the mess and appoint the anointed and appointed.
Yes, sir.
It's time to clean it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for us to get the junk out of the house. Snatch the covers off. You know your cousin Junebug is a drunk. But y'all let Junebug take up the offering in the church because he can count real good. And you know he ain't going to let nobody jip him. And you're going to let Junebug keep taking up the offering. And that's why your offering does not get beyond $200-something to $500-something every Sunday. Why? It's because the offering is sacred. And when you look at the offering according to the pattern, the blueprint, the priest handled the offering of God. It was not alcoholics and drunks. It was not whoremongers and prostitutes. But it was the priest who handled the things of God. Aaron and his sons handle it. They handle it. And we got to get order and full alignment. See, this type of word here makes pastors upset because now they have become guilty of their convictions. Oh, let me tell you something. Everything that I'm telling you right now, it ain't like God has not been dealing with you about it for the past 3 or so years. He's been dealing you about the mess that you done made in the house. He's been dealing with you about the decisions that you made that were not his. And now he's tired of the mess. And he's saying it's time to clean up my house. It's time to clean it up. Clean up my house. Get your sons off the drums when you know they're not married to their baby mamas. Get them off the drums. What standard are you setting in the house of God? Everything should be holy. Handling the instruments of God. Touching the microphones of God. Vacuuming the floor of God and they're sleeping around and whoremongers in the church. The devil is a liar. Set them down until they get delivered. Until they get saved for real.
Dear Lord. We're
putting people in positions that they were never called to be in. Why are we ordaining people to be in these positions? Your mother is not the shepherd's mother. She smokes cigarettes and she gambles as chew spitting and all kind of tobacco. How in the devil are you going to put your mother to be a shepherd's mother over the church and she living in
Jesus.
Sin?
Jesus.
How are we going to open up the doors of the church and let the streets come in and don't care how it impacts the heart of God? How will we keep decimating the tabernacle and we wonder why people come into church and they leave out for the cancer and sicknesses and diseases because we have allowed people who have not been ordained to operate in our ministries? So when do we see that we are part of the problem?
Hey, my God.
We're putting people in positions that they don't qualify for. How do we keep letting this happen?
Preach, preach, preach.
How do we allow this mess to keep going on in the body of Christ? Right under the eyes of God. Do you not know it grieves his spirit to see the stench that comes from out of your church in his nostrils be not holy? Not holy. He said, holding it without which no man shall see the Lord. Touch not, taste not, handle not the unclean things.
Yes, God.
We have allowed these things to go on in the church because that's what we're used to. And we don't want no real people in the church because we don't want nobody to expose us in our sin. God. We don't want nobody to expose us for being the whores we are in the pulpit.
Holy Ghost.
Y'all don't want to talk about it. Bishops going to hotels at night. Pastors sleeping around on their wives. Here it is, the church preaching against the same sins that they are committing daily and nightly. How are you going to discuss and bash and slander and sit down and talk about homosexuality when you're doing the same thing? How make it make sense in the house of God?
Oh, Jaha. Ooh, yeah, God. Ah, yeah.
How are you going to condemn sin and you are in sin? He said, you who without sin. The first stone. Where is your bag of rocks, pastors and preachers? Saved folk. So saved that we feel like we don't sin, that we can just put our mouth on people because of their sin. You're dirty too. And you know how we know you're dirty? Because he said you were. He said that your righteousness is as filthy rags. He said they wasn't clean. So how are you going to call somebody else dirty and filthy for the life they live? And here it is, the Lord is calling you out daily in the Word of God saying you ain't clean either. You even your tongues ain't clean. Even your the prayer life you got ain't clean. Oh, come on, somebody. Your preaching is not sanctified. It's not sanitized in the Holy Ghost.
Jesus.
Because we have chosen for ourselves this type of life. We've chosen this type of life. And I remember when people would preach because they feared God and they didn't want to run, and they just preached because they knew God was real. You know, I remember as a little boy sitting and hearing pastors preaching. I remember hearing prophets, a little boy preach. When the older I got, I started seeing other leaders preaching with no power. With no character, preaching with no type of humility. It was all a joke to them. Waving people off because they didn't want to do altar calls. They waved them off because they didn't have power to do altar calls. They waved people off because they didn't have the know-how.
Ah, Jesus.
There's preachers right now that have no clue what a demon is. They know they exist. But they're scared to deal with them. But this is another Jehovah Messiah. This is the church. This is the church that we have become accustomed to. And we have called and weaved ourselves in this web and all kind of traditions and mannerisms. And now we're tied up in this thing. And now it has become a covenant with us. And now we have come to a place now that we are in agreement, and it has become a soul tie for us. So anytime the word of God or the word of truth is being preached, we don't want to hear it because it goes against the grain of the soul tie. Ah, but then you'll shun out of the fire. I break the rod. In your little host side, I break it now. The enemy that's been holding you hostage, I bust through that rock tonight.
In the bush. Gloria Basha.
You
hear
this atmosphere trapped and bound under the warping of the mindset of preachers who have entangled your mind with manipulation and witchcraft. I loose that manipulation off of your mind. Where pastors will come behind the word of God that's been preached to try to whoop and pull your mind back because they're scared that they will lose members. But the Bible said that my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. If they are yours, they'll stay. If they're not yours, they're going to leave anyway, baby. I don't care how much whooping you do. They will leave your house and never come back because they're not yours. They're not yours. So I unwarp your mind tonight. I unshackle your mind from the witchcraft the pastors have put over your mind. The seductiveness, seducing and enticing through the word of God, preaching messages to to lure your faith in, to get those to cause you to give. Using the word of God to manipulate your pockets and your bank accounts. Oh God, I break your mind free tonight of the curse that's been causing you to be hindered. I snatch Sharon's web out of your mind tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. And who the Son set free is free indeed. Give God a shout of praise.
Gloria Masha. Ooh, glory to God.
So, when the word of God is being preached and comes forth, and I decree and declare now that every pastor under the sound of my voice will preach without fear. This is your year to liberate the house of God. And I bind every spirit of witchcraft. Yes, Lord. Even among some of you that are part of these organizations, and I'm not talking about regular organizations, but I'm talking about fellowships, Methodist, Baptist fellowships. These are those of you that are afraid to preach the undeterrated word of God because of the fellowships. I break that man-made witchcraft. Through that system tonight. I bash through with a rod hammer hand of the Lord tonight. And I shoot the arrow of the Lord's destruction with the fire of the seraphims. And I burn up everything that they're trying to hold against you and trying to hold your minister hostage. And I cut you loose by the power of God tonight.
Oh, God. Thank you.
We're going to preach the word of God without hindrance. Would I see a failure? Would I come from Every day, Shia manana mandiosaya. Hey, Shandiobia Sataya. Every prophet of God, hear me tonight. I cut you loose tonight. You are not a house prophet. I break that man-made lie off of your mind and off of your ministry. I cut you loose. You have an assignment to the world, and I send you out beyond the four walls of the house to do the will of God for their souls that are waiting on you in the name of Jesus. We have woman of God in the house of God. I'm getting ready to close. Give me a few more minutes.
Have your way.
We have in the house of God. Man-made systems, man-made rituals and rules, well, we can vote pastors out, but not this time. Not this time. Because if all the old board members and these old dioceses and these old Baptist and Methodist churches ain't dead now, the Bible says, touch not my anointing. See, this is where you start utilizing the word of God for your health. They said, touch not my anointing and do my promise no harm. You can preach without fear of failure in a Baptist church and be the pastor and not worry about them calling a quorum to vote you out. Because the minute they do, God will cause some things to happen to them unaware. But revival has got to come. The power of God has got to hit every organization before the coming of Christ. And it has to come. Miracles have to hit the Baptist church. Miracles have to hit the Methodist church. I don't care what church you go to. God has got to stop by and show himself strong.
Yeah, Lord.
He's got to stop by and show himself strong. And because he's got to stop by and show himself strong, in the last days, the Spirit of the Lord is going to fall in these last days. Hear me, Zion. We're getting ready to embrace the power of God and another mantle from God, another power coming from God. And we're walking another place. We'll walk in kingdom authority like never before. We'll walk in it without fear of failure. We'll walk in it in a place that we've never been before, where the Lord will speak with us face to face and mouth to mouth. This is our now time. This is our now season. It's right now. It's upon us. And because it is upon us, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
Yeah.
He has tended to mend and heal up the brokenhearted. Your job to mend and heal. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you because he has anointed you. Stop saying that you are not able to. Stop saying what you can't do. Stop saying what you're afraid of. I bind the spirit of fear tonight, and you're going to do what the Lord has charged you to do without fear of failure. I don't know why. I don't know who God is talking to, who's afraid they're going to fail and mess up. But the Lord keeps saying you're going to do it without fear or failure. There will be no failure in God. If you trust and believe in him and walk with him, he'll carry you all the way through. Just trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Nigh, it is nigh unto you. The Spirit of the Lord is nigh unto you.
Yes, yes.
I'm closing right here. There are several of you under the sound of my voice that God wants to elevate. You're fighting with a mantle that God's trying to rest over your life. You're wrestling. You don't think you're ready to go to that next level. But tonight, the Lord said, it's your time. It is your turn. He's calling you to this place. I know you're waiting for your pastor to see it and for your pastor to say, oh, yes. But God said, I have not seen, nor ear have heard, neither have it entered the heart of man. You got to understand what God was getting ready to do in your life. Your pastor cannot see. And a lot of you pastors got to stop being jealous of people that God is anointing in your ministry. You ought to be thankful for the help that God has given you that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all, that you may ask a thing. See, some stuff you done prayed for that God has put into the body of one of your members to do. You can't get jealous and kill them. You got to let them do what you asked God to help to do. Let them do it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not Superman. But before I pray for those who've been feeling the pull of God, I'm going to pray for those. I know I'm not closing it right here. I'm not going to pray right here to close out the message because I need this atmosphere to stay open.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be saved, now is your time to come. Come to Jesus. If you want to make the Lord your Savior, your time to come to Jesus. Press star 6 and come up on the platform.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be saved tonight. But the kingdom of God is looking for help.
Mm-hmm.
And we always looking for family. The kingdom of God is always looking for family. They're always looking for people to come. Come on in. Mm-hmm. Come on in. You ain't doing nothing but returning home, returning to your first love, because that's who your first love is. You came out of him. And all you're doing is saying, okay, sanctify and purify your tabernacle and temple again for your use. Let me tell you something. I said it when it talked about you not know your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I studied that scripture. I looked at the Judaic teachings of it and the sacredness of the body.
Mm.
So when you look at the Jewish teachings, it says that you never have permission to give your body over to sin. That God never gave you permission to give your body over the sin, because it is not yours to give over the sin.
Yeah,
it ain't yours
yes.
to yield up to temptation. It ain't your body. I know the flesh is weak and the spirit is willing, but you cannot yield to temptation.
Mm-hmm.
You got to resist the devil and he'll flee from you. If you're a backslider tonight, press star 6, come on the platform. God wants you to come on in. All backsliders and sinners, all those who are backsliders. Don't nobody care about where you're from or where you could be a pastor. Come. Come. You ain't even got to tell us you're a pastor, but come. Because God want to restore you. that you can be a part of what he's going to do on this earth, that you can hear him with clarity. A lot of you can't hear and dream with clarity no more because of sin. But God is saying, come. Whosoever will, let him come. Come. The Spirit and the bride says come.
Ah, yeah.
He said, come. He said, those who are thirsty, he'll give you a drink.
You'll
never thirst again. Come to Jesus. As they will say, come. You feel like you're out of position. Forget about your role in the church. Forget about who you are. Just come. Come. Forget about who going to know you and who going to know your name. Just come and get it right. Get it right before the Lord. Amen. Well, do no secret meetings. Because God ain't no club and he ain't no sorority. God is not a club and he ain't no coat. You do nothing, dog. So come now while the gate is open. Come now while the gate is open. Yes, Lord. I'm going to say this again globally. Get your stuff from the store. Get your supplies from the store. Get your things from the store. And stock up on seed from the store. Get it and get it in a hurry. Because trucks will be parked at the warehouse bay door. And they will not move. You understand me? You think that the shortage you see now on the shelf is it, but you have not begun to see what is getting ready to come next. There's another field that's got to break loose, and its name is hunger. We're stuck in looking at COVID while hunger is slipping right up on us, and we're going to be hungering and thirsty. We want no bread or water because we won't heed. Get the stuff that you need. Get it and move in a hurry. You don't know how to plant nothing, you better learn how to plant some horticulture. Go watch some videos. Go back and look at the survival, listen to survivalism. Go back. There's a record in hand. Go back and listen to it. Yes, Lord. Woman of God, is anybody on the platform?
Nobody's on the platform, man of God.
Yes, Lord. Is there anybody that needs prayer tonight? Anybody that needs prayer tonight? Anybody that needs prayer.
Oh, yeah,
anybody that needs prayer?
Jesus.
Press star 6 and come on over to the platform today. We love the Lord Jesus with our whole heart.
Yes, Lord.
We love him with our whole heart tonight. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Prophet. This is Sister Packer, and I'm asking for prayer for strength and guidance. I'm praying for my family. God bless you. Thank you so much.
God bless you, woman of God. Amen. Would there be another? Anybody else? Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Anybody else? Any more prayer requests? Star 6.
Praise the Lord.
Anybody? Yes, ma'am.
This is Sister Betty. I'm calling in and asking prayer for my church family, first of all. And thank you so much for the word. Everyone should have been listening to it. And I thank God for the word that even got me straight. And I think And I'm soliciting prayer for, like I said, my church family, first of all, and then my natural family, and for strength to go on and be loose where I can, I know what God wants me to do. There are certain things you can't do without, like you said, going to your pastor first and get permission. And pray that I do God's will.
Amen. I unshackle your feet. Do you hear me?
Yes, Lord.
Go ahead.
I unshackle your feet. While you were talking, I seen your feet bound, but I unshackle your feet. I send the angel of the Lord to unshackle your feet in the name of Jesus. And I cut the fallow ground loose under your feet now in the mighty name, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. I pray the fire of God upon your feet, that he put a running in your feet, even now, in the mighty, yes, God, in a boldness to stand and declare what he has said. Either they release you or don't release you, I decree and declare even now in the power of God, who the Son says is free indeed, that there be nothing holding you hostage and nothing holding you bound. But I decree and declare now no weapon formed against her. Your assignment in the earth shall be able to prosper. In the name of Jesus, I loose your peace now. In the name of Jesus. And I pray for boldness over the life of man before your pastor without fear of failure. And know that God is on your side, that the relief will come that you can do the will of God. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Trust and believe God. Before you go to your pastor, go on a fast. Yes, go on a 3-day fast. A 3-day fast.
Thank you.
And I want that last day of the fast, I want you to drink 3 glasses of water. Believe God when you go to your pastor.
Thank you. Thank you.
4 glasses of water. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, Lord. I speak healing in the air now. The digestion, the stomach issues, I speak healing right now. In the name of Jesus, I come against every stomach issue now by the power and authority of the Holy Ghost. And I speak an alignment inside of your lungs, inside of your belly. I speak it now inside of your womb that there's an alignment now, that there's an alignment taking place even now in the name of Jesus. What's being shifted shall shift back. What's being turned around shall be turned back around. In the name of Jesus, I command healing in your belly now. In the name, in everything that's not like God, I command it to line up with the word of God now in Jesus' name. And it is so. And it is so. In Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Would there be another? Anybody else? Anybody else on tonight? Anybody else on tonight? Oh, yes,
Lord. Praise the Lord.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
I would like to request prayer that I step out and do the things that God is calling and leading me to do on this year, some things he spoke to me to do on last year, but I haven't stepped out and did them yet.
Yes, Lord. Yes, I will do. I will do that. You got to come out of fear or failure. You got to come out of fear. You understand me? You got to come out of fear. You got to believe God and know that God is with you. You got to know he's with you. And because of that, you got to know that you won't mess up because God is with you. Trust in the Lord now and do good.
Yeah.
God will be with you if you trust him. See, people like you, God can use because you ain't going to do it for your own self-made identity or nothing. You're doing it for the will of God. But when you soar, hear me when I say this, because you're going to soar. When you soar, you stay humble. Don't get out beyond yourself, but you stay humble. You stay submitted. Because when you soar, you're going to soar. Well, when you soar now, the people are going to come, but you got to stay in position. Do not get beside yourself. Do not get beside yourself. Stay humble unto God.
Yes.
And he will
take
you all the way to the top. He will take you all the way to the top. You stay humble, I say. Stay humble unto God and give him a yes from your heart and your soul. Yes, give him a yes, Lord. Oh, tonight, give him a yes. Give him a yes right now. Give him a yes tonight, and he'll shoot you where you need to be. He'll shoot you to where you need to be. Just tell the Lord yes tonight.
Ah, whoosh.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of you. Yes, Lord. Yeah, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. We love
yes,
you tonight, oh, Rabbi Shay.
Ah.
Yes, Lord. We thank you now. We thank you. Yes, God. Every gift. Activate every gift, God. Every door, every gift.
Appreciate
you. Called you. And I don't care who get mad. He calls you. He calls you. And tonight is your night to go and do the will of God.
Yes.
Thank you.
And take the gospel to the world.
Thank you for your word.
God bless you. Anybody else? Anybody else? Come. Yes, God bless you. Anybody else? Come to the platform. Oh, yes, God. Come to the platform. Yes, oh, yes, God. The Ayayo, Shande, Aho, Shabaha, Yukotabo, Shangara, Rabahushaya. Hey, Shanada, Dioba, Shabaya, yes, God. The angels of the Lord are here. Oh, yes, Lord. Come to the platform if you need prayer tonight.
Yes,
oh, yes, Jesus. Oh, yes, God. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, God. Come to the platform tonight. Come on to Jesus.
Man of God, God bless you.
Yes.
God bless
you. God bless you, woman of God.
I appreciate God for the word tonight. But I come for prayer tonight. I can't say exactly what it, but all I know, I had an attack on my body, for real.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have COVID. I've been tested negative twice. But it was an attack that I went through, an experience I have never experienced before. And I know it's a trick of the enemy. That's one thing I know.
Yes,
I know it's a trick of the enemy. Attack on my body that I have never experienced nothing like that before.
Yes,
don't call it a prayer.
Yes, Lord.
Call it prayer.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We bind the spirit of witchcraft. 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 We bind it now. We bind it. We send it back to the bosom of the sender. We send it back like fire on their altar. We send it back to them now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we strip it off of your life, out of your atmosphere. We strip it out in the name of Jesus, and we send it back now in Jesus' name. Every spirit of jealousy and sabotage around her life, I bind you. I break you. I hinder you your operation. I render you null, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let her turn atmosphere now and let her go free.
Thank you, Jesus. That's one thing I know I'm free. Thank God for knowing that, but that was something I have never experienced before. An attack on my body in a way as if it was a freezer. I felt that. I felt that.
The spirit said to take you out.
I shall not about that. Get up,
but it didn't work.
My God. In the name of Jesus.
It didn't work.
And
it
began to pray. I just began to just talk to him. I just began to talk to the Lord. And I said, God, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you.
Yeah.
I knew this wasn't from God.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it wasn't from God. I knew it was sick. But God said, I come to give you life. You may have the more fun today. Out of your mouth,
Lord.
You can speak it. But I didn't tell no one. You know why I didn't tell no one? I have to trust him for myself this time. I said, God,
yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus.
No matter where I'm at, I got to trust you. I got to trust you because we're going to come up with some stuff and we won't be able to hit each other by the phone. We're going to have to trust and transfer it by the Spirit. And I trusted God for 3 days. Hell yeah. Jesus was got up in the 3 days. And I got up. It happened. my name, Ollie Mae Robinson Booker.
Mm-hmm.
Like a freezer.
Yes, God.
I said, God, what is this? What is this? Now, thank you be to God. I'm so glad to hear his word tonight.
Thank you.
The word by itself gave me life. I'm going to tell you that right now. Because the earth, the body of Christ, and those holding God people hostage, Ezekiel 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I'm telling you, we got the answer to some stuff. But I thank God for you.
Mm-hmm.
Prophet, I thank God for you. 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 The only thing it done me just encouraged me. It really have encouraged me to make sure I find myself doing those things that I know I need to do. Even the more. And I think I do. I thank God. Come to steal, kill, and destroy, y'all. Come. But I thank God tonight. Thank you, Prophet. Appreciate you. God bless you. And may God always be with you. May God always have a fresh word in your mouth. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Blessings on you.
God bless you, woman of God. And then would that be another? Anybody else? Anybody else tonight? Mm-hmm. Anybody else on tonight? Anybody else? Would there be another? Anybody else? Yes, Lord. We thank you tonight. We bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Anybody else tonight? Would there be no more? Is there anybody on the platform, woman of God?
Nobody's on the platform.
Amen. Father, we thank you, God, even in the name of Jesus, for those who come. And God, those who have released their prayer requests and their petitions in the air, even now in the name of Jesus, Father, we pray that you will bless them. You will cover them, God, that you will move, God, cover ministries, cover family, oh God. We pray even now in the name of Jesus for an alignment over the lives of your people. We bind every spirit, God. We bind every spirit, oh God. We bind backlash and retaliation even now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we release the sword of the Lord over our lives tonight. She will move through the atmosphere, through the realms of the spirit, God. Destroy the work and the will of the enemy on tonight, oh God. Bring down every altar of Baal. Bring down every altar of Jezebel. Bring it down tonight. We pray, God, against every altar, God, every false idol altar, God, where leaders have put themselves up on an altar, oh God, of worship. Father, we bring it down tonight. We destroy the work of the enemy on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, by your will, God, we curse it from the root. Oh God, Lord of a whole beyond identity, send your fire upon every unpurified place. Send the fire of God even now in the name of Jesus. And purify the hearts. Purify the minds, the souls, and the spirits of your people. In the mighty name of Jesus. Make sure straightway the path that we take, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, by thy name, Jesus, oh God, bind the will of the enemy, God, and bring it working out now. In Jesus' name, we pray even now, amen, and thank God, into the hands of the woman of God on tonight.
Glory be to God. Ayanabusha. Glory to God. People of God, we want to open the lines tonight, and we want to give God praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We want to receive this word with thanksgiving on tonight. We want to open the lines on this night. Glory to God. And come on and let's give God praise.
All participants are unmuted.
Come on and lift those voices tonight. Glory to God and give God praise. Come on and lift those voices tonight and give God praise. Hiya. Glory to God. Come on and praise him. Lift them up on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Come on and lift them. Come on and lift them tonight. Glory to God. Come on and praise him. Hallelujah. Shabbaha. Glory to God. Come on and open those mouths. Come on and open your mouth tonight. Come on and open your mouth and give praise. Glory to God. Come on and open your mouth tonight. Glory to God. Come on. Hallelujah. For your liberty on tonight. For your liberty on tonight. Glory to God. Come on and give him praise. Hallelujah. For what he's done for you on tonight. Come on and give him praise. Glory to God for this word tonight. Glory to God that it's come to set you free. Glory to God. Come on and praise him. Oh God. Come on and say
We'll be getting back with you. Amen. We thank God. Listen,
People of God, we also want to let you know, amen, that you can listen via Facebook. Amen. Go back and listen, amen, because our messages are as well on our Prayer News Network page. Amen, Jesus, if you can't get it, amen, on your phone, glory to God, because of memory or whatever, you can certainly go out to our Facebook page, the Prayer News Network, amen, listen there. As well, you can go out to our group, amen, our prayer group, amen, that has been started, amen, years ago, amen, Jesus, the REARP, the new REARP, amen. You also find our messages posted there. Now, listen, people of God, if you don't have Facebook, you can as well go out to the website, amen, just Google, type in the Prayer News Network, amen, the Prayer News Network Global, the Prayer News Network, and amen, Jesus, you will find our blog radio messages there. And for those of you that like to listen to podcasts, amen, you will be able to listen via podcast as well. Amen. And we thank God for each and every one of you. People of God, we're trying to get this word out. We're trying to get this word out to the masses. We thank God again for you that are listening of the countries. Amen. And for telling people about us. Amen. Because the Lord is truly taking this line and growing exponentially. So we thank God for you. For those of you that are downloading messages internationally, as we understand, amen, Jesus, listen, get this word, help to get this word, to advance this word, people of God, this gospel of the kingdom, amen, this life-saving, life-transforming word. Help us to get it out, people of God. Help us to get it out, amen. Glory be to God. We thank God for you all again, for however you are listening to the Prayer News Network, amen. We thank God for you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory to God for those of you already that are sending your messages in, they're sending your requests in. We want to let you know we'll get those requests out to you as soon as possible. People of God, when you get them, amen, don't just keep them for yourself, but we admonish you to send them. Send these messages. Send these messages that you're getting, these broadcast messages, people of God. Send them. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. I believe even as a man of God say, amen, Jesus, the word sent. Amen. Our feet may never go. Amen. But if we send the word, people of God, the word will do the work. Amen. But again, we thank God for you. Thank God for you, man of God. My God, my God. I tell you, our hearts truly burned on tonight. Amen. The Lord has spoken. The Lord has spoken. And I tell you, we say amen. Amen. There's nothing else to say but amen. Amen. I do admonish you, people of God, get a copy of this broadcast. Listen to it again. Sit down and listen to it again. Amen. So much was said on tonight. We thank God for the prayer. Amen. Thank God for the voice, amen, of the Lord on tonight. Amen. That has come to liberate us. That has come, amen, to cut away. Amen, and to bind the hand of the enemy and bring his works to naught. Amen, so that we can move forward in God. Ah, glory to God, that we can move forward in him. Amen, for kingdom's sake. Amen, glory be to God. Man of God, we thank God for you again on tonight. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. Amen, we pray that the Lord God would bless you. Amen, abundantly above all that you're able to ask or think. We pray on tonight that he would overshadow you. We pray tonight that he would cover you and shield you now in the precious name of Jesus. We pray that the blood covering upon you now in the name of Jesus. We pray that, hallelujah, we pray that the Lord will continue to bless. We pray that the Lord would, glory be to God, his spirit, glory be to God, will continue, hey God, to be formed, amen, in you in the precious name of Jesus. We pray on tonight that the Lord will strengthen you now. Glory to God and all that you've given out. We pray that the Lord would, glory to God, that he would refuel you. Amen, Jesus. We pray on tonight that he would restore you. We pray on tonight, glory be to God, greater, a greater anointing, a greater Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, we pray on tonight, glory to God, that the blessings of the Lord, glory to God, would overshadow you, would overtake you, that the hand of the Lord would cover you, would shield you. We pray on tonight that he would cover. Hey, glory to God. We pray on tonight, glory be to God, that he would cause his face to shine upon you. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray on tonight that your every need, glory to God, your every desire, glory be to God, will be fulfilled in the precious name of Jesus. And we give God thanks. We give him praise, glory to God, for the gift and the gifting within you. We give him praise. We glorify him on tonight in the name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, that he will strengthen you even for the days ahead in the precious name of Jesus. And even now, we forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid retaliation in the name of Jesus. We forbid reformation in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God in every step would be ordered by him in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory in thy precious name. Jesus, glory to my, hey God, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. We again, hallelujah. We again bless God for you, man of God. We thank God on tonight for all that he said. Amen, Jesus. And we do look for you to come back real soon. Amen. Glory be to God. Real soon. Amen. Hallelujah. As the Lord would lead. Glory to God. People of God, we've given you, amen, the directives, amen, of how you can get your copy of the broadcast. Amen. Again, we thank God for you. We thank God for your time. We thank God for your attention and all that the Lord has done in your life. Amen. This night, we give God thanks. We give God praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, man of God, amen, we're going to turn the line back over to you. People of God, listen, we want to invite you to come back on tomorrow night. Amen. Search, amen, these places where you can get your copy of the broadcast. Listen to them again. Tell somebody about them. Amen. Send somebody copies of the broadcast. Amen. Glory to God. And so now we release the line to you, man of God. Amen. For your final words. Amen. For the blessing of the line in Jesus' name. We love you. We love you. We appreciate you. Amen. Amen. You have the platform, man of God.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. We thank God on tonight for what he's done and what he said. And then we're just so grateful for what the Lord is doing in all of our lives. And we lift God up and we exalt his holy name. Mm-hmm. Great is thy faithfulness, oh God. Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God on tonight. Minister mm-hmm. Bradley, I love you. Thank God for the PNN. Love y'all so much. Thank God for all of y'all. And just thank God. Amen. Just grateful to the Lord that I could be with you all tonight. Amen. And I ask that you pray my strength in the Lord. I have to be up and be up for. We have service tomorrow, but I'm going to be up for a while. So y'all pray my strength in the Lord. Amen. Because when you preach, you don't come down just like that. Amen. But y'all just pray my strength in the Lord. Keep our ministry in prayer. Amen. We're going through some shifts and some changes. Some necessary things have to take place in the body of Christ. Amen. In order for things to move like God designed them to move, sometimes we have to move some things out of place in order to get things to where it needs to be. Amen. Because sometimes we want to be in God's timing and in his season and in his sequence. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we have to shift some things. When God's paradigm shifts, you have to shift too.
Mm-hmm.
You can't stay there. Amen. Amen. Be encouraged to all of you pastors, leaders, men and women of God. The woman of God who received her commission tonight, go forth without fear or failure. Do the will of God. Do the will of God. No more excuses. All you got is the will of God now. Amen. Father, we thank you, O God, for this ministry. We thank you, O God, for this great host, O God. We thank you for the staff that make this ministry what it is. God, we pray even now, God, for this platform, God, that you have given unto her and her staff, oh God, and the many outlets they have. God, let this gospel go beyond where it is now. God, send it, God, all over the world. Make it global. Make it global. Make it global, oh God. Let there be billions of listeners, oh God, that come across
this platform that listen to this word, oh God, those that will come out of hiding, Father, let them find this word, oh God, and be changed and transformed. God, let this line, God, hit the hearts and lives of those, oh God, who don't have access to the word. God, let it hit their hearts, their homes, and their lives in the name of Jesus. Cause transformation to come. God, let there be a birthing, God, even in the name of Jesus. Father, eyes have not seen nor ears have heard. God, Father, for what you're getting ready to do, God, this is not even the beginning of things, God, but it's much, much more. Much, much more, God. Much, much more, oh God. And we thank you now, oh God, that this place is blessed, that it is sanctified, it is holy, oh God. But there's so much more coming for PNN, oh God. So much more, so much more. Keep them humble, keep them submissive, oh God. For greatness is coming on the horizon for this time, oh God. Faithfulness, oh God. They've been faithful, and it's their time now. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you on tonight. We love you, and we'll see you guys next time. God bless. Love you, woman of God. Love you, PNN. Love you all. And y'all be blessed. We'll see you all again. God bless.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, man of God.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.